All right, so that last song was Blackberry Song by Kurt Vile. I only found it yesterday. Spotify does this autumn mix, which is what a lot of this music is coming from. But yeah, that's where I got Blackberry Song. Kurt Vile, however, is the best friend of one of my favorite artists, Courtney Barnett. They have a couple songs together, and now I'm feeling a little bit more inspired, and maybe I'll play one of their combined songs. Not combined songs, the songs that they like collaborated on together. But yeah, that was Blackberry Song. As it is now the change of the hour and a little past 7:05, just wanted to say again, this is Gwendolyn. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am subbing for the Music Savage show, and my own show is called Bad Reception, but I'm not sure if I'm allowed to call this slot Bad Reception or not, but whatever. That's all part of that. But yeah, so our next song is going to be from a children's show. I remember that, actually can't find the name of the song in the thing, but I remember that when my dad first moved into his house, he had a bunch of DVDs, or not a bunch of DVDs, he had a few DVDs, and I remember just because there was like a handful of them, we just kept rewatching them, and one of them was this, one of them is the movie that this song comes from. It is usually pretty distinct for those who are fans of this song, or fans of this movie, and you'll hear that in a second, and if you can guess it, that would be really cool. My dad also just texted me, so I'm going to read that and then respond to you. all right, well, here's that next one.
Just to see, baby, where you are. just to be. Baby, where you are.
All right, so that song was Baby Where You Are by Mountain Man. I don't know much about this group. I found them the other day when I was looking for another song, and then Mountain Man's own song with the same name, it was a really popular name, I think it was You and I, came up, and I started listening to them. But I'm a huge fan of their music, and I'm not saying as much. That was my first one for this round of talking. Just saying that to my dad, who was calling it out before. It is hard to, like, do all of the radio stuff and to be fidgeting with this machine and also looking up the shows and talking. But I'm working on talking slower, and being more articulate. So, our next song is going to be 2 Weeks by Grizzly Bear. I also wish I knew more about this group. That's a recurring theme on this show, but love this song. I heard it the first time when I was going to a regatta I rode in high school, but a lot of filler words there. I was in a car with someone I had never really hung out with or like met before. His name, I don't need to include it, he's not listening. But I was driving with his family to Philadelphia, and he had by far the best music taste I had ever heard in someone my age. Not to say I thought that other people's music taste was bad, but I just never enjoyed music until I listened to what he was listening to, and then I was like, whoa, there is music out there that I enjoy. That isn't just, my school played a lot of rap. Which is, like, also a lot of rap is good, but just the rap that they were listening to was not what I like to listen to. So, yeah, this is going to be 2 Weeks by Grizzly Bear.
I told you.
So that was The Gold. It's by Manchester Orchestra, but they also they included Phoebe Bridgers in that version of it. Sorry, it's early. Our next two songs, maybe three songs, are a little bit more upbeat. Wake you up a little bit more. I definitely need some waking up right now. And so that group is going to be Greta Van Fleet. I'm a big fan of Greta Van Fleet. Mostly because I think it's what they're doing is very cool, but also, I find them kind of funny because they're just, their whole like story leading up to how they got to be a band is kind of funny. They just, none of them like, at least the singer didn't really know that he could sing, and then he just tried screaming one day and it worked. That's like a quote by him. So yeah, that song is going to be Highway Tune by Greta Van Fleet, followed by Peach Pit and then George Harrison.
Oh.
So that was Up Granville by Peach Pit. Next song is going to be Apple Scruffs by George Harrison. I just love George Harrison. I love the album All Things Must Pass. Discovered it my freshman year of high school, and it's just been a favorite album since then. I remember when I first was listening to some of the songs, I was on a tour or coach bus through the Adirondack Mountains. I don't remember why, but it was just great music. I was surrounded by mountains. It was just a really wonderful experience, and I kind of just held on to that album and just love all the songs on it. So this is Apple Scruffs.
You're sitting there, seeing the passers-by all stir, like you have no place to go. But there's so much they don't know about the apple scrub. You've been stood around for years, see my smiles and touch my tears. Now it's been a long, long time, and now you've been on my mind, my apple scrub. Apple scrubs,
I'm a man, but I feel like a little boy today.
I cherish my intercontinental friendships. We talk it over continental breakfast in a hotel in East Bumble, wherever.
Somewhere on around here.
I cherish my intercontinental friendships. Not much very big on enemies, so I kick a can way up into the sun, man. But it falls down into a ravine. I don't mean to even think about it that way, but I do.
Watching the waves come in at night from my back porch to porch swing, swinging on its own. See, it's just an inhabitant of some holy ghost.
Walk like a bruised ego along shorefront property unknown to me.
But I'm feeling inferior
don't you see?
Guarded and sentimental,
and after all it's just a rental.
Like better luck performing telekinesis on a priestess.
You won't believe what I might have could have told you, but I wouldn't wanna leave you tripping out over it. Okay, more so me, but
or just me. Watching the waves come in at night from my back porch to porch swing, swinging on its own. See, it's just an inhabitant of some holy ghost. We talk it over continental breakfast in a hotel in East Bumble, wherever.
Somewhere on the sphere, around here.
That was Continental Breakfast by Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile. They're very good friends. I mentioned this before after playing the Kurt Vile song. I'm a huge fan of both of their music. I've definitely listened to more Courtney Barnett than Kurt. However, Kurt also has some great songs. Looking at the next songs. Before we get into our next songs, though, it is time for a PSA. Woo! Okay. If it's broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often just take a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, it will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it, to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Interesting that they called it Tufts Educational. I feel like it's usually Tufts Community Radio. But yeah. Why do we always feel so inclined to throw stuff away? Especially clothing. I think if you get a tear in your clothing, we're so much quicker to just like toss it out than to even just try to put a patch on it or sew up the hole. Also, a lot of brands, there are certain brands and they definitely are more expensive, but I'm a huge fan of Patagonia. Patagonia has a lifetime warranty on a lot of their clothing. And so while their clothing is significantly more expensive, you can know that if something is going to get a tear in it, you can send it back to them and they will either replace it or they will fix it for you. It's just like a great system that they have. And I know that there's other brands that do that as well. Just, you know, helps a circular economy, helps us not always focus on consumerism. Just great practices to have. I hate the phrase, there's no ethical consumption under capitalism. I think that it just has made people very lazy, especially in terms of environmentalism. That phrase was meant for lower income people to not have to buy the compostable sponge or some other form of a super eco-friendly product that is more expensive. Just because having more people switch to the eco-friendly product, but having a few people that can't afford to instead choose the what we were previously using, just has already reduced the waste. However, people have used that phrase to instead justify buying like $300 worth of clothing from fast fashion manufacturers. And it's just a horrible mentality to have. And I wish that we just fix that. We like prioritize instead thrifting, or even just buying, if you're going to buy new, buy it in high quality so you don't need to replace it in a few months. It'll like actually last you a few years, if not longer than that. So that's my little piece on fast fashion and consumerism. Our next song is going to be Wasteland Baby by Hozier. I think I play this song once every one or two shows. It's just a great song. It reminds me of home. It reminds me of moss, specifically, like moss that grows on trees. And also it reminds me of this coffee place in Bantam, Connecticut, that I'm forgetting the name of, and I'm sure my dad will text me the name of. Super small coffee shop. They have the best lattes there. I'm not like a coffee nerd or anything, but you can tell when you're getting like a good latte versus like an okay or a bad latte. Their lattes don't even taste like what lattes expect. There's just a new element of like nuttiness and richness that you just can't get anywhere else, especially like not at the sink or anywhere else at Tufts campus. But they're also ridiculously expensive. I think they cost like $7 for a very small latte. So it's a once in a lifetime, not once in a lifetime, it's a once in a while type of coffee purchase. But reminds me of home, and so when I'm there, I try to get that latte before I come back. So yeah, this is Wasteland Baby by Hozier, and I might not be pronouncing his name right. It's Irish.
Unafraid as they sob from the city roof. wasteland, baby. I'm in love with you. And I love to that love soon might end and be moaning and shaking. Be showing the shaking. Lately, you're my wasteland, baby. Be still my indelible friend. You are unbreaking. Though quaking, though crazy, that's wasteland, baby.
Change like the wind, like the water, like skin. Change like the sky, like the leaves, like a butterfly. Would you live forever, never die? While everything around passes, would you smile forever, never cry? While everything you know passes, death. Like a door to a place we've never been before. Death like space, the deep sea, a suitcase. Would you stare forever at the sun? Never watch the moon rising. Would you walk forever in the light to never learn the secret of the quiet night? Like a stone, like a hill, like home. Still, what I find is you are always on my mind. Could I feel happy for you? sky like the leaves, like a butterfly. Death like a door to a place we've never been before. Would you live forever, never die, while everything around passes? Would you smile forever, never cry?
So that was Hollywood Forever, Cemetery Sings by Father John Misty. Right before that was Change by Big Thief. I always said did not do the TH sound. So both great songs. Not much to say on those two songs, except that it is 7:56 and this is Gwen, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So that was the first hour of me covering the Music Savage show with my own show, Bad Reception. However, we have another hour, which is super cool. I keep thinking that I see shadows in the corner of the studio, just because there's a long hallway next door. So I keep looking over. Not that any of you guys can see me looking over, but keep looking over. This next song is Manhattan by Cat Power. I only know two songs by Cat Power, but I really enjoy both of them. This song I got, it was actually in a Christmas special on Netflix a couple years ago, I found it. This is not a Christmas song, though. It's just a good song by Cat Power. And I will forget that it exists every once in a while, and then I will remember it and become obsessed with it again, and then slowly forget about it. It's a cycle. So yeah, that is Manhattan by Cat Power.
You'll never be, never be, never.